Hello, we're the Cryptic Code. We're your hosts, Harmon,
Morgan,
Red,
and we like to talk about cryptids, aliens, and generally anything spooky. Welcome back, fellow cryptozoologists, to another episode diving into the strange and supernatural. And I actually have some guests with me today. Do you all want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah.
Well, more than you already did.
Yeah. I'm Morgan. Harmon and I have been friends for a couple years now. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm Red. I'm also hanging out with Harmon. We're all big fans of his work. Aww. We're excited to learn something new today.
He's one of my 5 followers.
Yes. Yep, we're big fans.
Almost half my fan base is in this room.
It's a very special day.
It is.
So, before we get started, I do want to go into a bit of a personal question, kind of. Nothing too bad, don't worry. When it comes to the supernatural, how open do you consider yourselves? Are you more skeptic? Are you more believer? Are you a Mulder, a Scully, somewhere in between?
I would say I'm like 70% on, like, a believer, you know? There's a lot of things that I've heard and seen that can't be explained, so it wouldn't be right to say I don't believe it at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very open-minded. Like, even if I'm a skeptic sometimes, I'm very open to be proven wrong. Yeah, so very open-minded.
All right, listeners of the show know I'm more of a Mulder, but I also will call out bullshit when I think it's bullshit.
Nice.
I don't think the world is flat. Although people have asked me that before.
Wait, are you serious? No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
You think the moon is real? What, are you a fucking idiot?
You can see the strings.
God. And you know what we haven't covered in a while? A lake monster. Mm. The longer I've been researching cryptids, the more I realize that almost every single body of water seems to harbor some hideous horror. Selkies, Loch Ness Monster, Krakens, Champ, Ogopogo, Rasulkas, and countless others. Apparently, if it's wet, it has a monster. Hell, this wouldn't even be our first lake monster. Longtime viewers will remember the Charles Mill Lake Monster back in Season 1. But I think it's time we return to this inexplicably untapped well. So this tale will take us to the westward state of Montana. Have any of you been there before?
I've not. No.
I have. A lot of sky.
Yeah. Anything notable?
I saw cowboys there.
Nice.
Actual cowboys?
Yeah. We were at a truck stop because I was working with my dad. And there are dudes with the boots and the spurs and the hats.
Not with the boots and the spurs.
And they got low.
Yeah, wow. 10-gallon hat or whatever it's called.
Oh, it's at least 11 gallons.
Jeez.
But specifically, it brings us to the peaceful banks of Flathead Lake. The largest natural freshwater lake in the lower 48 states at a whopping 188 square miles.
Wow.
About half the area of San Antonio, Texas.
Mm. Hey, that's where you're from.
Yeah.
No. Is that offensive? I was going to say, do you want to cover the Chupacabra at some point? But I'm like, is that offensive to ask?
We should cover it, actually. I saw one day.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
Almost thought we had a first-hand account there.
I got so excited.
I apologize to all the fans.
You're fine. The southern half is also within the Confederate Salish and Kootenai. I'm so sorry, indigenous listeners. I'm but a poor West Virginian boy. I never learned how to pronunciate too good. Confederate Salish and Kootenai tribes, Flathead Reservation. At its lowest point, it has a depth of 370 feet. For context, that's nearly enough to submerge the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty deep.
Pretty deep, bro.
Yeah, pretty deep, bro.
Wow. Me when I'm 5 beers in and start talking about philosophy.
So deep, bro.
The water is also noted as surprisingly clear, with little algae or the usual lake muck. Perhaps that's why the lake is so popular as a tourist destination, with 13 public access sites.
Oh, wow.
Spooky number.
Yeah.
13's a spooky number?
Yeah. It's considered the unlucky number. And that's because of the Final Supper, where there's 13 people in...
Judas.
Yeah, and Judas was the 13th. Yeah. Because it's Jesus and the 12 disciples.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Which is why, for the longest time, if you had a dinner party, you weren't supposed to have 13 guests. It either had to be 12 or 14. Because it's considered unlucky.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Sorry. I just made me think of this thing where it was like, and what did you bring, Judas? Myrrh. Murder.
Guys, I was at the Final Supper, and I saw Judas venting. It's just a game of Among Us.
Oh my God.
As soon as Jesus turns his back, he's just like... I don't know if that's going to be in the episode.
I like it.
Bloopers.
Allegedly.
Get as many tourists. Many tourists also come for boating, fishing, or just taking the natural beauty of the lake. Yet there has also been stories of something strange just under the surface. These stories go all the way back to 1889, as a ship captained by one James Keir churned through the water. Passengers lined the railings, and crowds of them, were looking out over the lake surface. Suddenly a commotion came over them as people spotted a large mass moving through the water. Some dismissed it as a log or waves, but that was evidently disproven as the thing got closer and closer. That's when all aboard saw for what it was, a gigantic creature resembling a whale or a colossal eel, and it was headed straight for them. One of the passengers feared the creature would attack the boat, so he got out his rifle, America, and fired several shots at it, which did not seem to hurt or even hit the creature, but it did successfully drive it back into the water. And though the shape disappeared beneath the surface, the impact it left would spark a legend that lingers even now. The story of the Flathead Lake Monster. Have any of you heard of it?
I haven't, no.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
No, I actually don't know. I think I know the Loch Ness Monster, and that's about all of the aquatic monsters.
Oh, there's so many. Like, I covered.
Yeah.
You might like Selkies. They're water horses that drown you.
Oh.
They're horses in Irish myth that hang out in forests
mm-hmm.
that look like beautiful horses until the moment you're on them, then they stick you to them. And jump into the pond so you drown.
Drowned. Oh, wow.
Because fairies fucking hate people.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, I was looking it up and so I can have context.
Don't spoil the episode.
No, I'm not.
It's an obscure cryptid, yet one with an extraordinary number of sightings.
Mm.
As of 2023, this year, there has been 115 documented sightings.
Wow.
With 19 occurring in just 1993.
Are there crocodiles in Montana?
I don't believe so. I think it's too cold.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like right on the Canadian border.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And some resident from Montana is listening. He's like, those dumb motherfuckers. Ain't that right, Crocky? Crocodile with spurs on.
Yeah. Swamp people.
Because it has four legs.
Right.
Yep, yep. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, cryptids. John Keel, paranormal investigator and author of the Mothman Prophecies, called it, quote, the most authentic of America's lake monsters.
Mm.
Whatever it is has been seen by a great many people over a long stretch of time, end quote.
Wow.
Is it photographed anywhere?
I don't think so, but I could look it up.
I mean...
With the wonders of the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what this flathead crocodile looks like.
It's also been referred to as Flushy or Fleshy, because Flathead Lake mixed with Nessie. Fleshy sounds dirty to me, so I'm not going to call it that. I guess it's better than Flatty.
Flatty? Yeah, better than Fleshy, though. Sorry, was it funny when I said it?
Oh, well, yes, but not in a bad way. It's just the mental image in my head.
That's funny.
Fleshy the crocodile.
That's not a dick. This is a dick. What the fuck is wrong with me?
I wonder if it's some sort of like large like fish, you know, that hasn't been discovered yet. Or maybe it has, it's just people confuse it. I don't know.
Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah. Maybe it's a sock.
A sock?
Yeah, like just maybe someone, or like a boot. Someone just lost something in the river.
Okay, I think I found a photo. I might save it for later. Yeah, I'm going to save it for later.
Okay.
Fuck me, it's pretty good. Hot damn. Summer in the City.
Wait, what?
It's a song. Oh. I've wasted so much time. I'm
sorry.
Yeah,
so you cut out like the last 3 minutes.
Now, with the sheer scope of sightings, this episode is going to be far from an exhaustive list. Yet, I tried to include the most notable encounters from across the years to show both the scale and patterns of these run-ins. Mm. I also want to take a moment to credit Linda Godfrey's book, American Monsters, which had a really good article on the Flathead Lake Monster and was my go-to source, so expect a few excerpts from it. Mm. In the July of 1949, a couple and their 4 children saw a form in the water that appeared to be a fish, but 12 feet long. So big was it that it left a foot-high wake as it moved.
Wow.
Yeah. The couple said that 6 feet of its spine were visible, but despite the size, they thought it was just a large sturgeon, which we'll be getting to later. Sturgeons can get pretty big.
This is a fish?
Yes. I think they can weigh up to 900 pounds.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I never realized how big tuna are in the open ocean.
Yeah.
They're like 800 pounds.
Yeah. Are they the round ones? Yeah.
I think so.
There's a picture of it. Sturgeon.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's an ugly bastard.
That looks like those things that coaxed Ariel into Ursula's lair.
The drug dealer is a fish.
Yeah.
No offense to any sturgeons listening right now.
Yeah.
Just some sturgeons at the bottom of a lake with like AirPods in. They're like, I can't believe this.
Yeah. They're like, how do we get a bad rap?
The sturgeon is often brought up as a possible explanation for signs of the creature. Yeah, there are some problems with that. We'll be getting to some of them later on, but for now, I'll mention the next encounter argues against the sturgeon hypothesis. It was in the fall of 1960 when Gilbert Ziegler, that's fun, and his wife saw a strange creature near their lakeside dock. It was rubbing itself against the wood as if to scratch an itch. They described its head as being the same size as a horse's head and having a foot of neck out of the water. Gilbert ran for his rifle because it's strange and different to shoot, I guess. Seems to be a consistent theme here. But the beast retreated before he could return with his firearm. Whatever they saw, it's noted by Godfrey that the creature's appearance and behavior did not resemble a sturgeon's. So yeah, it's just rubbing itself against the deck.
Yeah, it said it had a foot of neck.
Yeah, like a foot of its neck was visible
right,
out of the water.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So it's big boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big boy.
Biggest neck. Ah, my back. I'm very old, audience. I'm sorry. You can tell. I have a Hotmail account. 3 years later, there were actually a pair of encounters. The first happened June 15th with over 12 witnesses, but I can't find any more details on it. The second was on September 8th when 2 school teachers, Heather McLeod and Genevieve Parad, saw the creature. To quote the book, American Monsters, they saw, quote, a 10-foot-long, dark gray beast undulating swiftly through the water, with 3 humps visible as it left a 3-foot wake behind its wiggling posterior.
Whoa. Wiggling posterior.
That's right, baby got back.
Mm.
Got booty.
Looking in the mirror to look at my own posterior was that monster.
Yeah. Is that a reference to something?
It's a Megan Thee Stallion song.
Oh, I don't.
Allegedly.
I don't listen to music.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a good song, but
it is a good song, first of all.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Now, science.
I'm making the stallion stand in there.
I gotta represent.
The stallion.
Yeah.
Now, signs have actually continued well into the modern day. Our next encounter is brought to the public via an episode of Destination America's Monsters and Mysteries. The date was July 28th, 2005, when trial attorney James A. Manley and his wife, Julia Manley, were out on the lake in their boat. Their daughter was accompanying them, but she was on her own boat, leaving the couple stranded when their boat's motor suddenly died. As they waited for their daughter to come get them, they heard something thrashing along the lake surface. It was then that they saw a form poke out of the water. A massive, slithering mass headed straight for them. To quote Godfrey's book, quote, Julia said on the show that she felt total shock when she and James saw what was making all the noise. It was a serpent-like creature, at least as long, perhaps they feared longer, than their 24-foot boat.
Wow.
Several back humps were visible just above the water. Just then, their daughter approached on another boat, and the monster slipped off without being seen or heard by anyone on the rescue vessel. End quote. Mm. So, this thing's big.
It's big, yeah.
Big boy.
Yeah.
And there's also the fact that this is an attorney, a trial attorney, which lends a lot of credibility to the sighting.
Sure.
And assuming this is the truth, I just want to say kudos to Manley for, like, putting his reputation on the line to get a story out there.
That is true, yeah.
Like,
especially back in those days.
Yeah, I mean, I like to think in the last decade we all become a lot more open to the supernatural.
Sure.
Yeah, I agree.
But back in those, like, I know it's only 2005, but a lot changed in 20 years.
Yeah.
So, if you're an attorney, someone who has to rely on their credibility,
All
lawyer jokes aside, it has to be a big risk to admit you saw something supernatural.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
Very true.
The same episode of Monsters and Mysteries also featured the local lake guide, Tim Shattuck. God damn it, she took the kids in the divorce.
She took. That's funny.
Who claims to have seen the creature on two occasions? To quote his interview with West Shore News, quote, once was on the surface of a lake, and once in the depths, and I still believe it's a big old fish. End quote.
So he doesn't believe that it was.
I mean, even if it is a lake monster, I guess it is a big old fish.
A big one.
That's true.
Maybe everyone's just telling big fish stories.
Da da da. We love a good pun.
That's, I mean, but maybe they are.
Oh, yeah. That's
Do you ever
true.
Wonder if people just say things so that they can, like, oh yeah, I saw the lake monster, to, like, add fuel to the, you know, the stories,
yeah,
the tales?
Possibly. I don't know, but on the other hand, if there is something in the lake, doesn't kind of make sense an employee would see it? Like, a dude who spends all his time there?
That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Believe in cryptids, damn it.
It's not that I don't. I do.
For the audience at home, I have a loaded gun pointed at her.
Oh my god. Send help.
I'll edit that
cryptids
out.
Cryptids are really real. So totally real.
I do believe in cryptids.
They
I do
are
believe
they
in cryptids.
Are real. Allegedly.
The next sign we'll cover is from July 17th, 2013. Around 1:30 p.m., Chris Thoman was camping at the West Shore Park. His camp was situated on a hill overlooking the lake when he saw something strange. Now, the lake was about a mile away, so he had to pull out his binoculars and saw, quote, three porpoise-shaped objects, end quote, moving along the surface. He said, quote, they were a dark brownish color, not quite black. After a few minutes, I noticed the lead object was creating a wake of white water as it moved eastward. The lead object was longer than the other two, but they all seemed to have the same girth. It appeared that the two were swimming.
That was a choice.
It appeared that the two were swimming in unison, with the other one swimming alongside those two.
So three masses, three girthy masses.
Or it might be two girthy masses that are like two living creatures, or one living creature that's super duper long, or
big boy.
They never separate from each other, and the two that were swimming in unison seem to stay equidistant. Equidistant?
Equidistant.
Yeah, thank you. End quote. Judging from the nearby boats, he estimated the form to be 20 feet long. It is worth noting that he was a mile from the lake when he saw this, so size is weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The estimate's not accurate.
Chris reported his encounter to a park ranger who admitted that he and his son also saw the creature in the past.
Wow.
Now, typically these lake monsters are seen as, well, monsters. Horrifying monsters waiting to drag you into the depths for a snack. However, our final account shows that the Flathead Lake Monster is a bit different. Mm. For once, we actually have, dare I say, a good guy cryptid on the show.
Mm. Oh.
A confirmed good guy.
Is he cleaning up trash or something?
Better. According to DistinctlyMontana.com, in 2017, a four-year-old boy named Andrew fell into the lake.
Mm.
Not knowing how to swim, it seemed likely he would drown before anyone could reach him, as his mother was still in the house when he fell in.
Oh, wow.
When his mother, Cindy Johnson, reached the lakeside, however, she found the boy on the shore, wet but safe. The mom asked how he got to the shore, and he answered that, quote, "the Flathead Monster lifted me up," end quote.
Wow.
So it pushed him onto shore.
It almost sounds like he has, like, dolphin-like characteristics. Yeah. Like, very, very intelligent creature, you know?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if people were that grateful for Harambe when that young man fell into the enclosure?
We still remember Harambe.
Yep.
Dicks up for Harambe.
Yep.
Yep.
We're cutting that one. So, yeah. We have a benevolent cryptid, which is a bit different.
Yeah.
They're usually like monsters and shit, right?
What is their purpose? Like, where do they come from? What do they do? Like, how do they become what they are? These monsters, like, are they like mutations of things in their environment? Like, say, fish or...
It varies by case by case, like... the Jersey Devil was a product of a demonic curse on a witch, supposedly. The Flatwoods Monster was an alien, supposedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Alien-gely. And Bigfoot, well, fuck, there's a thousand fucking theories about Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Some say he's from another dimension, some say he's the missing link, some say he's a hairy homeless guy who got lost in the woods and that's his life now.
Nice.
There's so many theories about Bigfoot, and I'm terrified for when we get to him.
Oh.
It's gonna be at least as long as Mothman.
The Flathead... What is it? The Flathead Lake Monster?
Yeah.
He's probably, like, half alligator, half fish.
Why alligator?
Because it just... I don't know. It just seems like a place where there's alligators.
Montana?
Actually, I've never been to Montana. I can't say, but when I picture it, when I picture a lake somewhere else, it's got alligators in it.
Anywhere else?
No. Well, I've never seen. We have a lake here. I've never seen alligators in them, but I assume we're just not in a climate for alligators. Cut all that out.
No.
Basically, what I'm saying is it sounds like an alligator type.
Is it just because it's flat? Or maybe. Because you heard Flathead Lake?
Maybe because I think about, like, alligators have, like, real flat faces, you know? I just assume, like, a snake with an alligator face.
Usually people are afraid of alligators. So maybe the fear, you know, that's induced by listening to the stories, maybe people associate that monster with an alligator-looking thing.
Yeah.
But he probably doesn't. It could look like that. Maybe not. I don't know. It could just be a really long fish.
Really long fish. I have a theory that I'll get to later.
Okay.
Now, with all that in mind, a question naturally comes to mind. How does something this large find food in Land Lake? Well, remember that I said Flathead Lake had unusually clear water and very little algae. Now, scientists have stated that the low algae count is due to low levels of nitrogen and phosphorus in the water. However, given this thing's seemingly harmless nature, as it never attacked anyone and saved that one kid, could it be that the creature has a diet similar to a whale, and it's the reason there's no algae in the lake? It's feeding off of that?
Could be. Could be. Yeah.
I mean, look at the behavior with saving the kid.
Yeah.
And if it saw a big boat full of people, maybe it was trying to socialize. Not to sound funny, but a lot of big whales, dolphins, you know, usually, every once in a while, I'm sure, they'll try to...
He just wanted to kick back with a beer.
Socialize. Well, not necessarily letting you pet the thing, but just go and...
See what's up.
See what's up, you know? Yeah,
curiosity.
Curiosity, there you go.
That's actually really good insight. I say actually, condescendingly, sorry about that.
No.
But that is good insight.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he didn't want to be seen, he's kind of putting himself in a bad position by eating all the murky stuff to keep himself hidden. So you're probably right. Maybe he does want to be seen.
The water at Flathead Lake is actually visible all the way to 22 feet.
No way.
And how deep is it again?
What?
How deep is it again?
370 at its deepest point.
Okay.
That's a pretty big lake. Yeah. That's a very big lake, actually. Mm-hmm.
To back this up, I also found an article, which is admittedly very tongue-in-cheek. It's very humorous, but I assume the info is good. From the Flathead Lake Biostation, written by Ian Withrow. This article presents an interesting quote from Associate Director Tom Bansack. When Withrow asked if the lake could support such a large creature, Bansack replied that Flathead Lake could hold, quote, 3 to 4 predators of that size. Now you really have to stop calling me with these questions, Ian. It's 3:30 in the morning. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Now, I also mentioned that this lake is near the Confederate Salish and Kootenai Tribes Flathead Reservation. So it should be no surprise that the Kootenai Tribe does actually have some folklore about the creature. According to legend, the tribe actually once lived in an island in the center of the lake. But during the winter, when the lake would freeze over, they would migrate around. During this migration, two girls saw 2-foot antlers jolting out from beneath the ice and attempted to cut the antlers off. In response, the antlers shook and the ice cracked open as a massive creature emerged from beneath the surface. And this actually resulted in the deaths of half the tribe.
Wow.
Although the two girls survived. And this is supposed to be an explanation on why the tribe is very small compared to other ones. Mm. Or at least that's what I've read. Which brings an interesting idea. What if this is like a giant catfish? And those are like whiskers or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, just really thick whiskers because it's so big.
Yeah.
True. Maybe it's just part of the evolution. Like one of those huge... Because, I mean, if you look back at, like, evolution and how big animals used to be, maybe it was just one that slipped through the cracks and it's still here with us today. Just living.
Vibing.
Being big.
Chilling.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, unlike a lot of folktales, this does not explain the presence of the creature, as the story starts with it already in the lake.
Mm-hmm.
It is also notably the only time the monster is depicted as hostile. Although they were cutting its antlers off, so I guess you can argue it's self-defense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe the trial attorney could help him out in that.
Right.
He was looking for a lawyer. Hey, listen, guys, I got some charges from a while back. Can you help me out with that?
Oh, man. Aww.
Sounds like I better call Saul.
I wonder if he was frozen. I mean, I'm sure it was an accident.
So did they actually remove the antlers from...
I think they tried but didn't finish the job.
Okay, so where do you think the antlers went? Or are we saying that this might be a whole different thing?
I personally think the antlers were like certain creatures that move around in the dark have feelers.
Yeah, like a whisker or something.
Yeah, that. And I think that's what it was.
Okay.
Maybe it got frozen mid.
I guess.
I don't know.
There is some, like, reptiles, though. I don't know if it's all reptiles, like turtles and even crocodiles. Like, That way, I guess the way they hibernate, like they'll freeze up on the lake, and you can actually see them.
Oh, like
frozen.
Shit.
So
makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, like I'm not saying this again. Not saying this was a crocodile hybrid, but maybe it was doing something like that in the lake.
We're convinced it's a crocodile. Yeah, for real.
Everybody in Montana like bans this podcast.
Oh my gosh. You know, you can actually also freeze like live bumblebees and then unthaw them, and they'll just fly. They'll be alive.
Oh. I was terrified what you were going to say. Did you know you can freeze live bumblebees, and when you thaw them out, they're dead?
No, it was just like what you were saying, like how they hibernate and freeze under the water. It made me think about... Anyway, so I had this neighbor girl who was kind of like into like bugs and stuff. She would catch bees and like put them on strings and stuff, and like they would be her pets. And...
Oh, like a serial killer.
Yeah. But she had showed me. She was like, "Hey, come look at this," and she showed me, and she had a bunch of bumblebees in her, like the fat ones, in her freezer, like in a Tupperware. And she's like, "I'm gonna take these outside on the back porch and thaw them out, and when they thaw out, they'll be alive again. Like they don't die. They just like kind of hibernate." She was not lying. Now they did not fly very well. They were not.
It's like waking up with a hangover.
It's a zombie.
But it was true. I mean, they were alive. I don't know how long they lived after that, but you know.
I want you to know, if you weren't impressed, you're ending up in Tupperware in her freezer.
Yeah.
She's like, today's the day. Today's the day. Upgrade to people.
Yeah, she was. She also like she. I want to say that she was just very like adventurous and stuff, but she just collected weird things like. She didn't collect, like, sticks and leaves and stuff. She would, like, take the husks of cicadas and, like, collect those. And I'm not saying that's weird, I guess, but just for a little context, you know. She wasn't looking for minerals and fossils. She was...
Well, how is that weirder?
She was collecting...
Than what she was doing.
She was collecting carcasses and...
Interesting. Maybe we should take her to Montana and see what she finds. See what she finds.
She just finds the flat of Lake Monster dead, and it's like, if you freeze it.
She's like, we need to find a big freezer to put this thing in.
It's like Jaws. We're gonna need a bigger freezer.
Yeah. Oh,
is now that we move on to the skeptical theories, with the largest being one I already mentioned, sturgeons. Sturgeons are large, even known to grow over 900 pounds, and are native to the West Coast. This hypothesis seemed proven for fact when, on May 28, 1955, one C. Leslie Griffith caught a 7'6" sturgeon from the Flathead Lake after a four-hour struggle.
Holy cow.
Weighing in at 181 pounds, the catch was so impressive as it won a contest put on by Big Fish Unlimited, which is a very 90s name for a company back in the 50s.
Big Fish Unlimited.
Extreme!
Yeah.
Like, doesn't that sound like the guys who make, like, the really shitty
Cabela's? Yeah. It sounds like a really bad infomercial.
Are you tired of this happening to you as a boat being flipped by a sea monster?
Yeah. Big Fish Unlimited today.
Now, he also won an oddly specific cash prize of $631.88.
Like a raffle.
That's very specific. Like they're fucking clearing their pockets.
They're like, oh shit, what do we give this guy?
That's awesome.
However, this conclusion is not nearly as definitive as one might think, as Griffith was accused of fish fraud.
Big fish story.
Fish fraud.
Fish fraud.
Oh, sorry. I'm just kidding.
A biologist from the University of Montana actually performed an autopsy on the fish and found that its stomach had contents not native to Flathead Lake.
Oh, no.
Black market fish.
Implying that Griffith simply bought the fish and didn't catch it himself. The subsequent lawsuit literally went all the way to the state Supreme Court.
Did he have to give back the 88 cents?
We'll get there, but I find that just fucking hilarious.
That's crazy, dude.
Imagine being a big shot judge who has to settle some of the biggest cases in the land, and then you're listening to two old guys argue about a fish. Like, Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have, like, murders and stuff, but seriously, who's fucking fishing this?
Yeah, where did this fish come from?
Where'd it go? Where'd it come from, Convish Joe?
Who knows?
Oh, well, apparently gosh. Some guys got in trouble for that. Was it last year or earlier this year? What have been last year? They were, like, like a big fisherman, what's it called, competition?
Yeah.
And apparently this group of guys, like, won, like, a bunch of competitions, like, every year. And they found them, I think, on camera, either putting weights on inside the fish or taking the weights out or something.
Oh, yeah, putting, like, pellets or, like, yeah, BBs inside
and
the fish.
They were, like, all hell broke loose. Yeah, yeah. They, in other words, what I'm saying is that they take fishing very seriously.
I can. Okay. No offense to the fishing enthusiasts out there who take this really seriously. I cannot imagine giving enough of a shit to cheat.
Yeah. No, I mean
these guys won, like, thousands and thousands of worth of money. Like, it's big money competitions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit.
So at the very least, that's a big deal. Now, as far as, yeah, I don't know. The point is, I don't know why this guy did it, but I don't know.
I think for the money, and he got to be a state record.
Probably, yeah.
Which, with the evidence found to be inconclusive, his catch was actually stricken from the record. Aww. But there's no mention of him having to return the money.
Nice. Oh, well.
You can still find that fish today, though.
Is it mounted somewhere?
Yep, it was turned to a trophy and is mounted in the Paulson Flathead Museum. Road trip.
Fraudulent fish.
Road trip.
Fraudulent fish crime.
Poor fish. They just killed a fish for
Have you ever found yourself in a fraudulent fish situation? Call Big Fish Unlimited. 1-800-FISH.
Just the phrase fish crime has me picturing some, like, mafia dudes in trench coats gathered around the parking lot, and they're like, you got the stuff? And they open, like, a briefcase, and it's just, like, sardines. And one of them's like, oh, yeah, it's pure. Yeah, this is pure Colombian guppies.
Not the guppies. You mean guppies?
Guppies.
Gimpies.
Colombian flounder. Yeah, this shit's gonna sell on the black market.
Yeah, I want to know where this guy got this big ass fish from. For real, dude. Like, the
probably black from the mafia.
Imagine being in the mafia and you go to your mob boss and you're trying to pitch to him, like, the money that's in, like, the fish business. Like,
I'm telling you, Tony.
I'm telling you, boss, there's money.
There's some fucking guys are willing to pay $6.81 for a fucking fish, man. I tell you what.
Forget about it.
They did say the flathead monster's head is the size of a horse's head. Mm. Who knows horse heads very well? Mafia guys.
There you go.
I've seen The Godfather. Well,
I've seen The Sopranos.
We brought it around. Think just of all the gabagool we could buy.
Oh, the gabagool.
I'm just saying, there's room for tangents here.
But ultimately, this fish crime is very important to our case of the Flathead Lake Monster, because otherwise, the Sturgeon theory doesn't hold water. Mm. You see, according to local fish biologist Barry Hansen, the lake actually doesn't have any sturgeons in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, none.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom.
I also love that this is the first episode featuring a hoax that is not the cryptid. It is a hoax of a totally real animal.
Yeah, for real, dude. It
blows my mind.
That's awesome. Otherwise, it keeps the story grounded, you know?
Yeah.
I love it.
Fish crime.
Yeah. Fish crime. Fish fraudulent crime. Fish.
Welcome to the new True Crime Podcast. They cover just fucking fish crimes.
Just big fish stories.
Barracuda, Jeffrey Dahmer of the ocean? Find out more.
Big Fish Unlimited.
I just love that name. Just It sounds like something a conspiracy theorist talk. Oh, you take fish oils? You trust fucking big fish?
It sounds like a subscription they try to sell to you at Books A Million. Mm-hmm. Like, big fish. We're like, yeah, well, you know how when you're there and they're like, oh, so because you purchased so much today, you're going to get 3 free magazines this month. Go ahead and choose. We suggest Big Fish Unlimited.
It does sound like an old man magazine.
Yeah.
Imagine if he had that, like, the picture of that guy with a fraudulent fish, like,
oh, for
the
cover. Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like one of those crappy magazines for men you see in like the corner of every dentist office.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or barbershop. Mm-hmm. For some reason.
Yeah. Or just like free at the supermarket.
Yeah.
God, that reminds me, back in my hometown there was a barbershop owned by an Italian family. I only bring this up because we mentioned it before. Had a 24-hour, 7 days a week, on repeat stream of the Godfather trilogy in their waiting room.
No way!
That's all they played.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I need to know where this is at so I can go.
What, you're gonna get your hair cut?
I can get my beard trimmed.
That's true.
True.
That's true.
Other theories include the usual theories to explain lake monsters, namely that it's misidentified wakes, logs, or other animals, which has happened in a few cases where people think they see the monster, get closer, and it's just a tree. Because there actually are floating trees in Flathead Lake. That's how big it is.
Just a body in a bag. They think it's like, oh, there it is. And
no. Another victim of fish crime.
Just a body in the bag. Bring it back to the Italian mall.
Yeah, it's just Deb Morgan. Did you guys watch Dexter?
Oh my goodness.
No. Okay, never mind.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert!
For like 20 years ago.
Yeah, well.
But so they have trees in the middle of the lake. That's interesting.
Yeah, they're blown down by like storms or something. So you'll just see like Douglas firs floating upright in the lake.
Well, in the lake here, the Stonewall Jackson Lake, their trees just grow right up out of the river. So the lake.
How's that feel for you all? What are you all thinking about that?
I think it's very interesting. I mean, just the fact that there's no what's it called, sturgeon in the lake. That's a big.
Makes me. Well, you say there's how many sightings a year?
In total, there's 115 as of this year, but in 1 year there's like 19.
I want to say 90% is logs.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Aww.
Which
I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of. Sightings. The most sightings out of any like lake monster you have. I mean, if you're saying that these trees like often fall, of course there's going to be a lot of logs in the river.
Yeah, I would say like most of them could be like people see, like they believe they see something, but it's not there. At the same time, though, even if it's 10%, even if it's 5%, that it could be it.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty solid evidence that there's something out there. You know what I mean? In this lake.
Well, yeah. How do you explain the humps?
Yeah. Well,
the
in the
lady humps.
Yeah. Well, even the folklore too. Like, you know what I mean? Like the folklore story may be not that it's made up, but it may be. How do I say this? It may like folklore, of course, but it's. I believe it's all based on real things that happen.
Exaggerated.
Yeah, it could be a little exaggerated or maybe romanticized. Let's just say romanticized. I want to say romanticized so I don't offend them.
Made more interesting for children's stories.
Sure. Well, I just say romanticized, it is based on something that they saw. Even if at the very least they believe they saw something.
These ladies just saw two sticks?
They could have.
In the ground.
Sure, they could have.
And this whole thing has been brought to you by...
Yeah, but like the
story. By big fish.
Yeah,
by big fish unlimited. By a big stick.
But what I'm saying is that I think there's something of
sustenance.
A kernel of truth.
Yeah, sure, like a kernel of truth. There's something of substance here.
Yeah.
Like even all folklore stories, they're based on something. Even if it's something small, you know. So that I believe there's something there.
I'm listening, by the way. I'm just trying to find that photograph and make sure it's what I think it is.
Absolutely.
Because it's an alligator.
An alligator with spurs and a cowboy hat.
Because if it is, I think it blows this case wide open.
Yeah. Like I said, I think there's a lot of things. Like, even in bodies of water, like, you know, obviously it's not the ocean, but we've only discovered a fraction of the ocean. Yeah. And when it comes to lakes, You know, you don't have, like, researchers from all over the world exploring our lakes.
That's
like,
true.
Even, like, this lake that we have, where Stonewall Lake.
Stonewall Jackson
Lake. Like, even these lakes that we have here, like, sure, we have locals and stuff, and people that I'm sure have, maybe environmentalists that have researched our lakes. But, you know, I don't believe there's, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars put into funding to research these lakes.
Right. Well, there's so little put into the ocean that there's even less probably put into the...
Oh, yeah.
To lakes.
Yeah, so I'm sure there's got to be something. Even if it's just a big fish that has been around for a while, you know, I believe there is something of substance there.
Sorry, I'm just double-checking something. But this is all fascinating stuff.
Yeah. So, yes, I believe there's something there. Even if and I also believe with Morgan that most of the sightings could be not fake, but they could be something like logs or trees or something.
Yeah.
I believe that the other small percentage of sightings are real sightings of something. Something.
Do you guys remember when that foil balloon got stuck on a power line and everyone was like convinced that they were seeing a UFO?
No way.
I remember Balloon Boy. When those parents like faked their kid being lost in a giant balloon. He's really in the attic. And I got a TV show out of it.
No way.
Wait a minute. Maybe I just pulled that from my memory. Was that on a TV show with the balloon getting stuck in a power line?
And I think eventually it did.
Oh. What is that?
There you go. Hmm. It happens.
God. Fuck. Montana does have alligators.
I knew it!
Apparently they're new.
Okay.
One alligator is found in a place in Kalispell where it shouldn't have been. It ended up dead and caused a celebrity, whatever the fuck that means, on the internet.
Well, yeah, they didn't make it to the winter, I assume.
Oh, God, it was found in a children's fishing pond.
Oh, my goodness. That is very scary, actually.
So, I think this is a photo of the Flathead Lake Monster. They just show it on an article called Top 5 Videos of the Flathead Lake Monster.
Mm.
But they don't provide, like, who it's from or anything about that. So, here you go. This might be bullshit.
Wow.
You know, that could be a water snake, I think.
A giant water snake.
It looks small.
Well, I mean, from the distance, but if you're up and close, it's pretty big. It's like the size of a horse.
Well, yeah, it was, okay, that doesn't look like a horse head.
Well, they say it was a horse head, it's about the size of a horse's head.
Okay, well, why would they compare it to that when they could compare it to anything else?
Because Montana, a lot of cowboys.
Like right. Okay, I'm back.
Anything but the metric system.
Yeah, yeah. We're in America.
Now, as to the paranormal side, there's a few theories. Mostly the Flathead Lake Monster is believed to be an undiscovered species unique to the lake, while others think it may be a large inland species of whale.
Hmm.
Personally, I think it's a gigantic eel, or possibly what is called a Chinese giant salamander.
I thought maybe it was an eel, too, that came to mind, especially with the humps. And the slithery... Well, I don't even know if he said slithery. Maybe I just, like...
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I was like, maybe I just saw that in my head because of the shape or whatever. But I definitely thought eels, but then I thought, well, aren't eels only saltwater animals?
They can mutate.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. Salamanders can grow very large, such as hellbenders, which grow up to 5 feet in length and up to 55 pounds. Meanwhile, the giant Chinese salamander can get up to 66 pounds, with the largest being 5'9" in length.
Now, is this here... Oh, a Chinese... Yeah. That I could see. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and it's like oily and slick, so I can see it.
Yeah, and it's got a flat head, and it's very... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also kind of eel-like.
Well, they don't... Like, again, like I said, a lot of the stories, people can tend to exaggerate them.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the size, it's very difficult to do that in the water.
Well, you know, especially if you're seeing something that you've never seen before, you probably are going to exaggerate a bit because, you know.
New and exciting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it could be a hybrid fish or something. Some, you know, it does seem to show some sort of intelligence, or at least, yeah, just intelligent, you know,
I say like dolphin level.
Yeah. Which dolphins are very smart. I mean, there's evidence to suggest that they're probably smarter than human beings as far as...
That's not a high bar.
Yeah, it's not a high bar. especially not in 2023. Yep.
I know it's a very boomer thing to say, but I remember the Tide Pod Challenge.
Yeah.
I think we all do.
We...
Unfortunately.
Oh, and if you want another example, just think any news event in the last, 3 years, mm-hmm. I'd say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Similar to Loch Ness... What the fuck? Similar to Loch Ness...
Not Loch Ness!
There's also the thought that the Flathead Monster is a plesiosaur. Trapped here when what used to be an ocean became land. But now we face the question we visit at the end of every episode. Do you believe? So, I hand it off to you all. Do you all believe in the Flathead Lake Monster? I feel like you already kind of answered this, but we'll retread. We'll fill up time.
No.
Aw, really?
Really. Maybe it's... Oh, what's that? Disapproved?
No.
This is...
Flathead Lake Monster is real, and Tony Soprano is fucking alive.
That's what I was going to say. That's exactly what I was going to say. Since we're bringing it back to the... Italian.
This is an end joke, audience. You don't get it.
Listen,
it's not for you.
You put me out as soon as you said that there's a bunch of logs on the lake. Come on. Yeah, it's a log. It's a log. Now, I'm not saying that they didn't see a large fish at some point. And if you want to say that fish is the monster, sure. But...
So, do you think a log pushed that kid back onto the shore?
I think that kid's full of shit.
Oh, damn. Shots fired.
You're just gonna fucking call out this small child.
This Montana drowned. Kid.
He's probably not a child anymore, but...
It's 2017, so...
Oh. Well, I mean...
Welcome to the real world, kid.
He's 3 years in bed.
Nobody saw it, and the only account is from someone who's like... 3 years old.
Only a kid? Of the saving.
Yeah. So, I mean, the kid's not even using, like, real utensils yet. He could have, like...
Maybe he was able to, like, grasp onto a log or something.
Exactly. There That's what go. I'm saying. Like,
yeah, interesting. Interesting perspective.
Or maybe the kid had heard of this flathead monster and was like, I'm going to yeet myself into the river and tell people that it saved me so I can...
Wow, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Why am I envisioning him?
Because
as the kid in like the Nirvana cover, diving after the dollar.
He's like, unfortunately, I'm so uninteresting. I have to like throw myself in the lake. Wow.
Mother, give me attention.
Please help. Oh no.
All right, mom's ignored me for 5 minutes. Oh, time to drown myself.
Exactly.
No, I disagree with that respectfully.
No, see, I mean...
I disagree disrespectfully. Get over here. I'm going to punch your kidney. You'll be pissing blood before the night's over.
I don't know. Now, you, for some reason, like, the amount of sightings doesn't add credibility for me. It adds a sense of, like... bullshittery. You know what I mean?
Well, for the amount of sightings, you're right, you would expect some sort of video or photo or something.
Sure. I think that's like saying there's over 100 sightings. That's, well, okay, where's the proof? Especially in 2017, we were already had cell phones with cameras and stuff like that. Like, where's it at? You know?
Sure. But
show me the log.
As you said, 2017, but he's a 3-year-old. He doesn't have a phone. He's never even played Fortnite.
Well, I'm just saying, but what I said earlier still stands on that situation.
I'm just being argumentative. Because I like this.
Well, like, to argue the point, I mean, I'm not much of a fisher or, you know, the lake life type of person. But most of the time, every time I've been to the lake, it's really, you know, surprisingly, I think, in a good way, we really don't think about having our phones out. Like, usually they're fishing or they're just hanging out, you know what I mean? Or if people are even by the shore, they're just kind of, you know, either eating or drinking or whatever.
That's true. You don't have your phone on.
Yeah,
you.
Or at least it's not like ready. So, if I may just argue the point on that aspect.
I'll present another counter argument. Don't think we're grouping up on you, by the way.
Oh, that's okay. We are.
I'm just kidding.
No, it's okay. I have thick skin. It's
this
okay.
This is all loving, and this is just speculation, because I wasn't fished out of the lake. I don't know what happened.
Right.
But I think about the same thing when I hear about, like, Bigfoot witnesses. And people say, well, why didn't you take your phone out and record it? If I see a Bigfoot...
Bro, yeah.
Scary.
My priorities aren't prove its existence. My priorities are make sure this big ape man doesn't rip me a new asshole.
Yeah.
Sure.
It must be a scary experience. Or at least a very emotionally intense experience, I think. I don't know.
So wait, you're telling me this kid was 3 years old?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you about to call his mom?
No. No.
Okay, because I was going to say.
What three-year-old kid knows about a lake monster? Is this something that their parents, like, teach him? Well, no, but, okay, so maybe the parents had a big interest in this monster, right? And maybe he did want to please his parents, and he was like, yeah, it was the lake monster, he pulled me out. And they're like, holy shit, like, their minds were fucking blown, because maybe, he just wanted to impress them.
Yeah, I think it's a possibility. Well, since we're obviously talking about The Sopranos, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God, stop Italians, with it. He's dead.
I believe, like the song says at the end, don't stop believing.
And that's why I believe in the flathead monster.
That's why I believe in the flathead monster.
Well, or maybe a big fish is a big fucking hero. Have you thought about that, Morgan?
You're
depriving him of the credit he deserves? The Guardian of Montana?
The Guardian of Montana. There you go.
When the
Guardian of the Lagoon.
Put that on your thumbnail.
When the end times come, he will rise from the lake and defend his homeland.
That's right.
I'll be the first one he comes after.
I'll defend my homeland, but first I gotta go to West Virginia. Someone was talking shit on the internet. Yes, I have the internet in the lake.
Him and that kid team up.
It's a waterproof phone. I have an Ethernet cable.
Well, I want to know what this... I want to talk to this kid.
Are you going to beat him up?
No, I just want to hear what he has to say.
Harvey's like, I am that kid.
Harvey's like, it was me, okay? Here I am saying how this kid has like a complex, like...
Poor kid.
You just psychologically torment this child.
His parents just, they just...
This is why people don't come forward with stories, man.
Yeah. Watch your like, comment section. Hey, I am that kid and fuck that girl.
Like, this is why they don't come forward. This specifically, they're like, oh man, Morgan's gonna like call my fucking mommy issue on air
in 4K.
Well, no, it's an audio format.
Right. It's well, yeah.
So the one day will be 4K. Yeah. If that means anything.
Morgan's got some shit to say to that kid in Montana. Glad you didn't drown, but you know.
Sorry, you're a fucking liar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't know this kid. I don't know what happened. He might have spurs though, so his kicks will really hurt.
Yeah, watch yourself.
Honestly, okay. Maybe he had his boots on, and he was able to use the spurs as leverage to get out of the lake. Oh my God.
He rolled across the water like fucking Jesus Heelys.
Oh my God.
No, maybe he wasn't too deep. Like, maybe it wasn't, he was able to, like, sink into something.
He's being dramatic. He said he almost drowned. I think he's just being a pussy.
He's like, oh no, someone help me. I hope a lake monster doesn't come and rescue me.
Oh, God. Oh, how about you, Red?
I believe that. So it's very interesting because I don't know. Like I'm a critic a lot of times, or what do you call a critic, right? Or a skeptic.
Skeptic.
But I also believe in what people see, if that makes sense. So we've all seen some weird stuff that we can't explain, and a lot of times our brain tells us, or they try to, I guess, what is the word I'm trying to look for? Sometimes our brain tries to make sense of what we see, you know?
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people, I believe that people have seen things, and I believe that they believe what they saw. You know what I mean? And as far as something being there, even if it's not necessarily a mutant monster, It is something. Even if it's like a big fish or something we haven't seen before, I believe there's something there, you know? I mean, it is a big lake, you know? So, yeah.
I know I just railed on you for like 8 minutes about how like this is 100% real, but I'm open to the possibility, but it's not enough to commit.
Sure.
So yeah. I'll say there is 100% chance there is something in the lake, because compared to a lot of lake monsters, this setup is really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hundreds of miles wide, hundreds of miles, hundreds of feet deep.
Yeah, it does have a lot of lurking space.
Yeah.
You know what I think?
What?
What do you think, Morgan?
I think Big Fish Unlimited should
sponsor this podcast.
Well, should sponsor us a trip to Montana, where we can do first-hand interviews with this child.
This child.
But then maybe we could do like a lake tour, kind of like see what we can see, and then
put me in a dive suit. I'm gonna dive in and fight it.
Right, and we'll tell Big Fish Unlimited, hey, you know, we'll tell the monster that we were, or we'll
talk to the monster.
We'll slap advertisement bumpers on Tom's.
We'll tell him, like, hey, man, if you want to be seen,
hey, man,
we'll put you in the magazine or whatever. And
he handed a mic.
No, but... Broop, broop, broop. No, no, it just spreads like, howdy.
Under the sea.
Yeah. But no, Big Fish Unlimited, if you're listening, please sponsor us a trip to Montana, and we'll figure it out for real. No bullshit.
For real.
Yeah, I will personally jump into the lake with weights on my feet.
If they sponsor us, you're doing it. We're gonna get you a diving suit.
If you know the monster will save me.
I look like a 3-year-old.
She just has an issue with this kid now.
Well, if that's what it takes,
just push onto shore by this massive creature. Your first thing is get up, look at the kid, and go, "See, you're not special."
And I'm like, and all I'm saying was,
oh my gosh!
Wow, but what a big fucking tree, huh? And like the monster's right there.
It's like.
Ungrateful bitch. Just going back in. Wilbur.
But that's all I'm saying is I need to see the logs. I need to see.
I need to see your log. Log inspector.
She's like, I need to see this kid.
Like, oh, I don't know. I
think this is the first time we've had a guest have beef with a witness.
Beef. I'm just saying.
Sounds like you do.
No. Okay. Listen.
Listen.
Think I could take him.
No.
Fight. I'll wreck that kid's shit. See if a fucking like monster comes to save his ass.
I'm gonna tell him to do it again. Prove it.
And then the like monster's like, "Is she giving you trouble?"
Oh, shit. You like this bitch again?
Do we have a problem here?
Oh my god. Awesome. Him and the kid just start doing like a musical number. Like,
hello, my honey. Hello, my baby.
It's
me, the flathead lake monster.
Yeah.
I sound like, what was it, Jimmy Stewart? From
Who's
It's
Jimmy?
A Wonderful Life.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Well, what do you think, Carmen? I know what you were kind of giving your...
That's what we were just talking
about. I know, I'm sorry. And I know you were saying that I was right. So you can go ahead.
What?
You can go ahead and continue.
Yeah, so I'm open to the possibility just because there's so many witnesses. Mm. And I know that could be people fitting into the legend themselves. But at a certain point, when you have that many people seeing something, there has to be at least... Something causing the sightings.
That's what I think, yeah.
Okay, but I mean this by no offense, and it's going to sound offensive, but
you're
like...
You're wrong, and you're an idiot.
No.
She's
no.
Like, full offense, but...
No, but how interesting is Montana, aside from this?
Whoa!
No, like...
Shots fired!
Home to Hannah!
Damn, dude. Yellowstone? Duh.
I guess
the
that,
series?
Damn, bro.
That's true.
I think Justified is there. Damn. I don't know.
To all the fans of this podcast. This
but
is
what I'm saying is if they have nothing else to talk about, they're going to talk about this.
No, they have a lot of things to talk about in Montana.
Direct your hate mail.
We're going to get all those hate mail in the comments. Like, fuck
I'm like the
shit.
Simon Cowell of this fucking podcast.
Here, not as bad as JP. He said everything was a bear.
Sure. Oh okay. Okay.
I'm
just offering some perspective.
Hey, that's useful.
Allegedly. All of this is alleged.
Interpersonal conflict is good for ratings.
It is.
It gives us, like, drama and something to argue about.
Yeah. Anyways,
I was also kidding. I'm sure Montana is very beautiful, has a lot of great, you know, historical landmarks and you know.
You're like, except for the kid.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a lot of wonderful things that happen in Montana. I just wondered if maybe this was like something that caught a lot of attention because of boredom or something. You know.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it makes sense. And plus, people find this stuff interesting, so you want to be a part of the legend. I mean,
yeah.
That's why idiots like me
love the Mothman.
Yeah.
Damn.
Go out into like the TNT area at night and be like, I sure hope the local drug dealers aren't out here.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mothman?
I sure hope that moth person isn't here on my walk. I'd hate to run into him. Isn't he supposed to have, like... Anyway, it's not
red
about...
Eyes?
Yeah, it's not about the Mothman.
Yeah,
but...
really tight ass.
Oh,
according to the statue.
Oh, right. You touched the shiny hiney. Yeah, I did too once.
Field trip to Point Pleasant?
We'll
they
go.
They have an escape room.
He goes every year to the Mothman Festival. Yep. We should go.
What is it?
When is it?
September, I think 11th.
We're going.
I don't know what my
September 11th. Okay.
Work schedule is.
No. Sorry.
No. Wrong date. I think it's the 18th, actually.
Oh, okay. Oh shit.
Imagine you work and we're like there, like sending you pictures, right, like, now. Hey. Oh my gosh. Hey, kid, meet us at the
Mothman Festival.
Mothman
Square up.
Your monster versus
you better bring
monster.
Damning evidence.
You better bring your monster because our Mothman is going to fuck him
literally.
But I think that's going to wrap us up for this episode.
All right.
Yeah? Well, we have over an hour.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
And when you cut out all that dumb shit I said, it'll be perfect. Like, 1 hour.
Like
that was good.
Like none of us gonna have you in just gonna talk.
That was good.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's just gonna be, do you believe? Big cut. So Red, what do you think? I won't just cut out. I'll actively put silence for the exact amount of time.
Oh my god!
That is so funny. That was a good one. No, you fine. Got me there.
That's a good one.
Well, thank you for having me.
Of course,
it's been a pleasure.
You're welcome anytime. I know I have co-hosts. I should like ask before I say that, but
I say don't say anytime because I will take you up on it.
Hey, I always need to get more episodes out.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much, Harmony. It's been fun.
Yeah. But if you enjoy the podcast, feel free to share with your friends. You can also follow us on Twitter at The Cryptid Code. If you have suggestions for cases or even personal encounters you'd like us to cover, email us at thecryptidcode@hotmail.com. Yes, I have a Hotmail, because as we have established, I am an old man.
Because he's a Hotmail.
Ha.
Aww. And... join us in 2 weeks when we bring you another case of cryptid
Hotmail.
Another case of cryptid curiosities. Until then, remember, if you can't catch sturgeons, store-bought is fine. always wear your floaties, and most of all, stay spooky out there. Good night.